Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, how are we all doing today? I'm not sure if any of you were aware, but it was in fact the first day of classes today. I had three classes today, and I mean, they were all very interesting for very different reasons, but I am also very tired and already... and, like, sensing, like, the amount of work that is, like, impending. It's, like, all the work that I have to do this semester, like, I'm putting it into my planner, like, just now. And, oh, my God, you guys. This semester is going to be, like, we're going to be on the struggle bus for a little. But I think it'll be worth it. Hopefully. Yeah. First day of classes. Just got done watching The Bachelorette with my friend Emma and her roommate Alex. So shout out to them if they're listening. But yeah, and now I'm here. And what better way to end the day than with some tunes? But specifically, tunes that have to pertain to the theme for today. And if you're already smart, you've probably figured it out. But for those of you who are not aware, doopie is a word that means really whatever you want it to mean, and doopie time by definition is all the time. So the question is, how do we define doopie in this period of time right now? Well, today doopie is a noun, a proper noun, mind you, and it can be defined as a state in the northeastern U.S. whose capital city is Columbus. So all of the songs that I've picked out for today, all of the artists who are on this playlist are either born in Ohio or born and raised in Ohio. And really, I feel like Ohio is where I am from, if you were not aware, which is why I'm doing a whole set around Ohio. I don't think I would be doing a set around, like, I don't know, like, I wouldn't be doing a... See, I'm trying to name a state that, like I wouldn't do a state around Oregon. Like, I wouldn't do a set list around Oregon if I weren't from Oregon. So I'm doing a set list from Ohio because I'm from Ohio. I'm really confused right now. Anyway, yeah, really, I'm just going to start talking about the first song because I thought I had something going there, but... I just need to move on. I need to learn to just keep quiet, and I just need to know when I just need to know when to, like, just move on. And that's what I'm gonna do right now. So the first song that I'm gonna be playing for today is a jazz song, actually. I learned about this jazz pianist, Art Tatum, from my history of jazz teacher, Michael Ullman, which is class that I took last semester. Art Tatum is, like, apparently, according to him, and also just, like, everyone else, he is, like, one of the best jazz pianists, like, period. And he was, I believe, born in, I want to say, Dayton. Here, I'll look. He went to the Toledo School of Music. So I'm guessing probably up north. So probably Cleveland. Anyway, he's also blind, which is very impressive because he is not, like, the greatest jazz pianist and also blind. Isn't that crazy? So this first song that I'm going to play is called Gone with the Wind. And it's one of the songs that Professor Ullman played for us in class. I don't think it was on the required listening list, but he just played it for us randomly one day. He's like, you guys might like this song. And I think this is, like, one of the couple songs that I, like, still listen to actively outside of that class. Because I think it's a nice song. And to quote my Black Arts Movement professor, Greg Thomas, I am a communist, so that's why I like to share things. So here is Gone with the Wind by Art Tatum. All right, let's take a listen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Fly Me to the Moon, in Other Words, by Bobby Womack. Coming to you right now, courtesy of me, Ian Smith, from Doopie Time. I would like to apologize for my earlier kind of like word vomit. My head just wasn't in the right place. I wasn't ready for that intro. It just came, everything just was coming at me too fast for some reason. I don't know why. But I think I just want to talk for a second about, like, I don't know, why do a show about Ohio? Why should I care? Well, I'm from Ohio. That's why you should care. And I also feel like there are a lot of good people left in Ohio. And I say that both, like, unironically and kind of ironically, if you kind of get what I mean. But also just, like, I don't know. I feel like I kind of liked, I like Ohio for the most part. I'm not going to move back there, but it's just, I mean, something about it. Like, I don't know. I'm just glad to be from there, I guess. And also, like, there are some pretty cool people from Ohio, especially, like, musicians, and I kind of want to, like, play some of their songs. And there are actually, like, a lot of really cool musicians and artists from Ohio, and I also just wanted to take some time to kind of, like, dunk on the haters and be like, you know what, there actually are substantial things, and people can come from Ohio. And also, I guess I just wanted to do this show just to, like, kind of, like, reach out to my Ohio peeps and just show them, you know, like, look at all these people. They're from Ohio, and they made it. They transcended, they overcame being from Ohio to achieve the level of fame and stardom that they did. And to me and all the other Ohioans, just know that our time will come soon. Okay, speaking of super famous musicians from Ohio, both Isley Brother number one and Isley Brother number two are from Ohio. Both Isley Brothers are born and raised in Cincinnati. Correct. Also, Bobby Womack. I looked off online, off air. Bobby Womack is from Cleveland, and Art Tatum is indeed from Toledo. But Isley Brothers, both born and raised in Cincinnati. Like I said, super famous. Soul musicians, one of the, like, longest careers in the history of popular music, and also just ever in the history of music. And what better song to play by the Isley Brothers than by the song that, like, literally keeps being referenced in the musical, like, canon. Like, it keeps being sampled. And it's playing right now. Footsteps in the Dark, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers.
Thank you. what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep this same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps, baby, in the dark.
too late to whip it into shape. Shape it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead. Try to detect it, it's not too late to whip it, but whip it good.
All right, Whip It by Devo. Devo, a band formed in Akron, mind you. That's right. Whip It by Devo. Devo from Akron, Ohio. Can you believe that? My mother just couldn't. She's just texting me, actually. Moving on from Devo to actually one of Tuff's very own, born and raised in Cleveland, Devo. Devo says, mom says it's Devo. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is really embarrassing. Really all I can do is just move on from this. Born and raised in Ohio, came to Tufts, studied at Tufts. Tufts' own Tracy Chapman was, I believe, Cleveland. Let me fact check that because it didn't say on Spotify just now. Yep, Cleveland, Ohio. And then she came to Tufts to earn her BA in anthropology and African studies, according to Wikipedia. And now she has gone on to write a song called Fast Car. Correct. You got it, Sam. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Let's listen to it.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. 'Cause I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere, so take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car, fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
All right, that was Divine Hammer by The Breeders, a band based out of Dayton, Ohio. Fun fact, actually. So Kathy and Kim Deal, twin sisters, Kim Deal, bassist in The Breeders and The Pixies, and Kelly Deal, lead guitar and vocals. And Kim Deal's actually on the rhythm guitar and vocals. My bad. But both Kim Deal and Kelly Deal not only went to the same high school as my mom, but their father, according to Wikipedia, was employed at the same Air Force base that my mom's father was stationed at. Isn't that crazy? Like, what a small world. And I actually don't know if my mom knew that until just now. So, Mom, surprise! Anyway, I don't know if you... I think you'll find that cool, I'm sure. I hope you find that cool. Let me know. Anyway, next up on the agenda is a PSA. I should probably read that first. I couldn't find an Ohio PSA in time, so I'm just going to read the dried fruit one. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I don't think I've ever read the dried fruit PSA on air until just now. Wow. That's crazy. Anyway, next artist on our list is we are moving kind of from soul and... We kind of were moving from soul into like more guitar driven stuff. And now we're moving back into disco with CeCe Peniston, who was born in Dayton, raised in Phoenix, Arizona. Most well known for the song that I am about to play right now, Finally by CeCe Peniston. I don't know. It's just a really fun song. My mom did text me. She did not know, and I don't know when the Deals graduated, Mother. I can look for that, though. My guess is probably, well, she was born in 61, so, Mom, I think that was probably, like, more than a couple years before you, unfortunately. But maybe your guys' parents knew each other. It's always possible. Anyway... Finally by CeCe Peniston, playing right now. All right, this song and another one, and then I'll be back.
Like hair. some food upon the table, boys. And if you have ever seen me flying, then you know that I am weak and you
by Voices, a band based out of Dayton, Ohio. What a nice song. I think this song has recently been kind of like become a more popular song, and I'm glad because it's a good song. Now moving from like, I guess like these are more like modern Columbus bands. These are ones that probably most of the listeners here probably have never heard of. This first song that I'm about to play for you guys is a song called Straitjacket by a Columbus band named Girl Fox, who I have not seen live ever, but I would love to one day if they ever come this way. They seem like a very good band, especially based on this song. Did I say the name already? I'm going to say it again. It's called Straitjacket. You guys should definitely listen to this song on your own. Check these guys out. Always support your local scene. Anyway, Straitjacket by Girl Fox. Let's take a listen.
Skeletons in your closet. guilty pleasures at best, gouge the floors in our chests, and is the only vestige left. Next time we'll be back.
Alone by Saint Seneca, fading out right now, courtesy of Doopy Time. All right, we got two more songs left. We have time for both of them, but I gotta act quick. This first song is by a little band called The National. Probably one of the most probably well-known indie rock bands from the past couple decades, maybe two decades. Yeah. From Ohio, at least. And, of course, I have to play Blood Buzz Ohio because they're from Ohio and this is an Ohio-themed set list. And if you were to ask any, like, indie millennial in the Columbus area, like, what their favorite song that has Ohio in the title would be, I would guarantee you at least, like one in... five would probably say Blood Buzz Ohio by The National. But it's just also, I mean, I've actually seen The National live, which I think is a testament to my true Ohio heritage. It's a testament to my true heritage as both an Ohioan and a pretentious piece of shit to have seen The National live. Not only seen The National live, but watch them perform. I think they did all of High Violet live. And they did this song, and let me tell you, that was, God, this was a good song to see live. And I'm going to play it to you now, and hopefully you will get some of that same energy, and maybe hopefully feel like, yeah, this is something that I need to see live. And you should, actually. I would like everyone to please stand for Ohio's real national anthem, Blood Buzz Ohio by The National. Thank you.
straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors I've fallen out from, everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am my mama's blood. Blood. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am. I'm on a blood.
All right, that was Blood Buzz Ohio by The National. You know, I really debated on what I want this. I really sat down and thought about what I wanted this last song to be. My first option was something about that Woman by Lakeside, a band, I think, from Dayton, which confirms my mother's theory that all of these bands are indeed from Dayton. Oops. Sorry for not diversifying my Ohio set list a little more. But I think I have to kind of stick with my gut and play arguably one of the most famous songs from Ohio. That's right, guys. Rascal Flatts is canon in the Cars universe, and by extension, so is Ohio. My name is Ian Smith. Thank you for listening to Doopy Time. This has been a very doopy time indeed. Rascal Flatts, life is a highway. Goodbye.
1 day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.